Well, welcome back to our Advent devotions. I hope that these daily reminders are encouraging you to enjoy and celebrate this Advent season. Luke reminds us in the second chapter of his gospel writing, beginning verse 11, the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. Am I the only one that stops and hears Linus reading this? Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. The greatest sermon ever preached was delivered by angels on that first Christmas night. It was always, and it has always been, interesting to look at this message as it was delivered at night. It wasn't night because the sun had gone down. It was night because the world was surrounded in spiritual and moral gloom. There was a darkness that had this pervasive feel on everything in life. People were driven by greed and intolerance and lust for power. Religion had become a device for the rich in the exploitation of the poor. Men robbed and swindled and profiteered under the cloak of religion, and they even fought wars in the name of religion. In every arena of life, it was night when Jesus first came. You know what? Things haven't changed much. Today, there seems to be a moral night that has settled over our world. Sexual immorality or pleasure-mad people or the desire for money or power, it seems to be the same as it was in the days of Jesus some 2,000 years ago. It is in the darkest hour, though, that Jesus often comes in bringing joy, in bringing the thrill, the peace, and the glory such as we have never known when you and your loved ones give your lives to Him. It's interesting, in the darkest moments in our life, light shows. And when light shows in the presence of Jesus, peace follows. Maybe stop with your family tonight and ask this one question. How has Jesus shown himself to you in your darkest hours this year? And remind yourself that his light remains shining in your heart when you place him on the throne of your life. Let him be the light of the world in your life this day.